Well, first of all, Kate, tell us about winning one of the Oscars, one of the volunteer Oscars, what it meant to your organisation.
It was amazing because as a small organisation, supporting older people is 35 years old, but we were a really well-kept secret. So winning Charity of the Year or Volunteer Organisation of the Year really raised our profile around the town. It meant we got more volunteers, and also it just really made us feel like everything we, all the work that we did with older people in Harrogate was worthwhile. So a real, gave us a real boost.
Well, I think that's absolutely fantastic and completely the idea of the awards and why everybody should take part. And of course, people who do voluntary work are doing it for, well, the opposite of recognition and things. They're doing it because they want to give a bit back. So that can often mean even more when those people do receive some appreciation and praise for it.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And I think, obviously, we then shared it with our volunteers and they just felt, again, like, you know, the hours that they give visiting lonely older people in Harrogate, that, they really felt that it was being recognised by the town. So, again, it sort of gave them a real boost in terms of how they felt about what they were doing and the importance of it.
I think that's lovely. Well, we have two volunteers with us who both do completely different types of volunteering. So, first of all, we've got Mike. So tell us, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hi there.
By the way, welcome to Stray FM. And tell us, first of all, about Orb in Knaresborough, if anybody listening hasn't heard of Orb.
Well, Orb is a little bit of a well-kept secret, as well as your organisation. We're a community arts charity, so we provide creative therapies for vulnerable people. Most of our service users are people with severe and enduring mental health difficulties. We also have some people who are on the autistic spectrum and some people who are in substance abuse recovery. And what we provide are creative activities for them to pursue. This might be making music, learning an instrument, singing in a choir, being a DJ, recording a radio show or a podcast, or it could be art. We have a very well-stocked art room where people can get involved in all sorts of disciplines. Or it might be creative IT, it might be creative writing, learning how to make videos, learning how to edit digital photography. We also have a garden, so some people get outside and they learn how to grow vegetables and flowers and things. All of these activities are recognised as stimulating mental well-being because they're getting you out of the house, they're getting you learning a new skill, they're getting you interacting with other people, being in the moment and ultimately giving something back at the same time. So you very much see a sense of well-being being promoted.
Yeah, that's really, really lovely. That's so nice. Thank you so much for telling us about that. And hopefully now that will have drawn everybody's attention to Orb and we'll be a bit more aware when we hear and see things about what you're up to. And Ian, you're totally different, which is exactly what this is all about. So you're also a volunteer, but totally different to Mike. So tell us what you do and who you volunteer for.
I volunteer for Driving Force, Nick, which is part of the Harrogate Easier Living Project. I started in May. I retired from Ripon Cathedral 3 years ago and decided to it was time to pay back my time and to volunteer to help people. And Driving Force helps elderly and vulnerable people who haven't got access to public transport to go to get to appointments, to doctors, into town, to head addresses and things. And without us, they couldn't actually get out. An awful lot of people don't leave their homes until they get picked up by a driver. So they're in the car for 5, 10, a quarter of an hour, and they just adore being able to talk to somebody and being given a lift from A to B. I adore it.
And it's a connection, isn't it? You are connecting people. People who hop in the car, you're, I suppose, almost within the space of a minute or two, you've got to kind of develop a bit of rapport and things. It's a vital, it's actually a vital service. It would be missed if it wasn't there, wouldn't it?
They're in the car for, say, 10 minutes. I met people who were out in Hong Kong, the Far East. I was too. So there's a natural banter there.
Well, it's been so nice to hear three different takes on the volunteer Oscars. And it's been really nice to hear about what you do and how you're involved. So thank you very much for coming in and talking to us here at the radio station.
Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Now, we're talking about volunteering, and you guys both volunteer at the same place. So where is that, Phil?
That's the Workhouse Museum in Ripon.
Okay, and we ought to say that, Laura, it's fair to say you are a tiny bit younger than Phil, aren't you?
Just a tiny bit.
So how old are you, Laura?
25.
And how old are you, Phil?
70.
Well, you don't look it.
Thank you.
I was talking to Laura. And no, I wasn't. No, you don't look it at all. But you both, but I think this is really, really interesting, but you both give up a bit of time. So tell us what you do, because I guess you both do something different at the museum. So do you want to tell us what you do, first of all, Laura?
I go between, there's the three museums, the prison and police, workhouse and courthouse, and I sort of do a bit of all of them, working in the gift shop and welcoming customers and such things, and a little bit of visitor hosting in the Workhouse Museum.
And what about you, Phil?
I'm on the maintenance team, so any jobs that need doing, we get the three amigos in, and and I'm the youngest of the three, by the way. We go in and try and fix the whatever the problem is.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you next. What do you guys, because clearly, you know, the guys from the museum would clearly tell us, you can tell that you guys are really passionate about what you do and very consistent with the work that you put in. But what do you get out of it?
It's a lot of pleasure. There's a lot of fun. There's some great people out there. Really nice people. You get a lot of... I think pleasures are probably the right thing to say, because you're going and doing something worthwhile.
And same for you, Laura?
Yeah, well, I just got back from travelling and I'm just looking for some paid work at the moment. So it's really good for me to keep me busy while I'm doing that. And also it looks good on my CV. Make me more employable, hopefully.
Come on, give us a ring if you want to give Laura a job. And just tell us then, Phil, you want us all to come down and visit, because these museums are fantastic, aren't they? There's a lot to see.
There's such an awful lot to see. You need quite a bit of time to visit all three. I think the workhouse is the longest, probably the longest tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
But all three are really interesting. There's a lot of things, and we're adding to it all the time. So really do come along and see.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both very much for joining us here on Stray FM.